I have a Leatherman. It's got like 21 tools on it. I don't know why nobody does what I think we should do, but they don't. God probably takes turns with people up in heaven.
Probably.
Hanging out with them and stuff.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, Deontay.
Hey, Shannon.
I cannot wait to hear so many stories that I know you've got coming up.
So many stories.
We've not seen each other since your family vacation road trip.
Yes.
I think school just started.
School just started.
What else has been going on?
It is the last month of summer, because it's not really a full month, goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just like a whirlwind of nonstop. Summer is too short.
Okay, wait a second. What? I'm sorry. Call me ADD lady.
What?
But has your wedding ring always been purple?
No. This is a Kalo ring.
What is that?
It's this company, they make rubber, I guess jewelry, really.
Mm-hmm.
But they do rings for people who work out. I think it's mostly like a CrossFit thing, and I don't do CrossFit. But I'm constantly taking my wedding ring off because I have to take it off in the morning to work out. And
right.
So I just bought this one so I could wear it all the time. And it's purple.
Oh, okay. So you don't just put it on to go work out and then put your real one back on.
I think people do.
That's dumb.
I know. Well, also my the stone in my ring is loose and it needs to be reset. And really, I just want a whole new setting. So I haven't really been wearing it a bunch anyway.
I've got my all-in-one tool and some super glue in my car if you want me to fix that for you.
I'm sure that would be fantastic.
I mean, how do they... I've never really had a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works. Do they melt it in place? Because I also have some lighters at home.
No, well, the metal holds the stone.
Oh, so you just bend it with some pliers.
Yeah,
I can do that for you. Come on. Please don't go pay somebody a bunch of money to do that. Because this girl right here, I have a Leatherman. It's got like 21 tools on it. Screwdriver, pliers, scissors, knife, all kinds of things. I can fix anything with it.
I have absolutely no doubts about your ability.
Add that to my resume. Shannon the Jeweler.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, Shannon K., every kiss begins with Shannon K.
I think that's probably trademarked.
You think so?
Maybe.
Well, they don't have Shannon in it, so duh. It's mine now. So much. Okay, but first we have to talk about the things that are important right now.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So the VMAs were on Monday.
Yes.
And as somebody who does not subscribe to cable television, I didn't see a single second of them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not willing to pay the $45 or $90 or whatever it is dollars a month to have cable.
Okay.
So I'm a Netflix and chill person. I followed some of the Twitter posts.
Okay.
I saw your rants on Facebook. You're very good at those, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
But beyond little snippets here and there, no clue what happened. But I do have a perspective and my review of the VMAs.
I love it.
Based on what other people have said about it and the few seconds of stuff that I've seen here and there this morning.
Okay.
Did Tiffany Haddish host?
I don't think she really hosted. It was more of a, because I think they've gotten into this kind of collaborative hosting thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she was there at the beginning. And she and Kevin Hart did kind of like a little set, but that was kind of it.
Oh, and then no more.
I think she might have come out maybe one or two more times, but towards the end, I don't remember seeing her at all.
Okay, for the record, I love Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
I think that there is something to be said for somebody that can get up there and look somebody in the eye and tell the people that kind of helped her make her career that they really don't matter. Especially, okay, I'm referring to when Tiffany Haddish said that she was super proud of Camila Cabello because she was nominated for 5 VMAs.
Right.
I don't remember how she got into it, but she wanted to say hello to the people watching at home. So, hey, Fifth Harmony.
Right.
Camila Cabello. Cabello. Camila Cabello is nominated for 5. Y'all know I can't read that good, right? I only speak English, and that's mostly in Ebonics. Look, she's nominated for 5 VMAs tonight. 5 of them. I'm super proud of her. So those of you watching at home, hi, Fifth Harmony.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Tiffany went there. Oh, God, that just happened.
And all I could think of when I read that, because I didn't actually see it, was poor Normani. You know, because she's got that song out with Khalid right now.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not, even if it is with Khalid, that's, she's still nowhere near the magnitude of Camila Cabello.
Not at all.
And I did see like a GIF or meme, whatever they are, of her, of Camila's response to what Tiffany said.
Oh, I missed that.
And it was pretty perfect. I mean, she just kind of looked embarrassed and didn't know how she was supposed to react. She didn't burst out laughing. She didn't like give a thumb. I would have been like, yeah, I'm better than them. But for that reason, along with many others, I absolutely adore Camila Cabello.
I know that you do. And I thought about you when I posted about that last night. I'm glad that she won because I hate the way that Fifth Harmony treated her.
Uh-huh.
But every single song she sings just bugs the crap out of me.
Really?
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's...
You hear it too much. That's probably
so,
it. Because
every single time I'm like, this song is making me nuts. And then they're like, Camila Cabello. And I was like, ugh.
That's now, why. I will admit, I didn't completely understand why Havana was as big as it was. I still don't, but Never Be the Same. I mean, I've bragged about that song since before it was on the radio.
I remember.
So you know that I'm a fan of it.
Yes.
But I don't know if she won for that one last night or not, or if it was all Havana. But I mean, just seeing her and the stuff that she posts from the tour with Taylor Swift. And like the other night she had a video of her grandmother singing along to Never Be the Same.
Aww, that's
and grandma
cute.
Was like crying 1 second because she's so proud. And then she's up dancing around and having fun. And
aww.
And just I adore her. I would love to be probably not best friends with. But I would like to be texting buddies with Camila Cabello.
I could see that.
Just to kind of keep up with her. And see what she's got going on.
I think she's super cute. And I love her, like, her persona and as a person and as an artist. I just, her music bugs me.
Okay. Fair enough. Something else that I realized really bothered me. And I think it's kind of bothered me a little bit before I saw a couple of pictures.
Okay.
J-Lo and A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
I think that A-Rod is too big of a fangirl of J-Lo's to be dating her. I feel like there's an issue if you're in a relationship with somebody who might be mistaken for your publicist or your manager, because they're always getting pictures and videos of you on Instagram or for Instagram. They're not by your side. They're taking videos of you. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why she's with him, because she could have people that are more her equal. Like even Casper Smart. He seemed to be more on J-Lo's level than A-Rod.
What?
He wasn't constantly taking pictures with her and stuff. He was there enjoying the spotlight with her.
I kind of see what you're saying, but I think A-Rod is just so in love with her.
You think so?
Yeah, and I think it's probably one of those things where he's just loved her forever.
I disagree.
And now that he finally...
has her.
Yeah. Like, I think he probably never thought that she would be somebody he could date.
See,
almost unattainable.
I don't see A-Rod as being somebody capable of being in love with another person.
So here's the thing, though. And I heard sports radio show talking about this the other day.
Uh-huh.
I think being with J-Lo has kind of changed him. Because as a sports persona or as an athlete, he was a class A jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, just a clown. Everybody hated him. He was just the worst.
Yeah.
And I think being with her has softened him as a person. It softened his image. Mm-hmm. I think he's really changed a lot. Like all of a sudden that he's this family guy. You didn't see last night, but her son was sitting with them in the audience. Her daughter was sitting with her mom. They're with the family all of the time. He didn't ever strike me as like a hands-on dad and somebody who spent a lot of time with family, period.
Right.
He was just very all about himself. And I think now that he's with her, he's kind of found that part of himself, or she's brought that out of him.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
I did not like them together in the beginning, but the more I see them together, the more I do. And again, I think it's because of her. I think she's really brought out the best in him.
Okay. Okay. I guess I'll give him a chance because I respect your opinion. And I think that you see things that maybe I don't always mm-hmm. see. So I'll give him a chance. I just don't feel good about him being such a fanboy. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it really does. I think it's just such a step. I don't want to say a step down mm-hmm. because he was a class action jerk
right.
when he was doing baseball and stuff.
Right.
And like so I don't want to say it was a step down, but I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
I think he just loves her.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that. Are you excited about the reboot of The Hills that
no.
I've read about?
No. I am tired of the there are no new ideas, so we're just going to rehash everything old.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
And you know what really bothers me is I saw that picture of Heidi and Spencer with their little boy. And then the picture of, I guess, Pauly D meeting the little boy mm-hmm. and how the little boy's just completely not impressed with what's happening. And I think to myself, okay, Pauly D, he's a DJ. He's got energy. I can respect the fact that he's been able to kind of make a name for himself based off of what he did on Jersey Shore.
Right.
Okay. But then I think about people like Heidi and Spencer, who I don't see having that drive to really do a whole lot with their lives.
Well, not only that, they don't have any talent. I mean, as
That's
a DJ, Pauly D has talent. But Heidi and Spencer's selling crystals.
Yeah, yeah.
And Heidi's doing plastic surgery, enhancing and then decreasing. I just, there's no, what else are they doing?
I understand that completely. And I think that's why it bothers me so much. It's almost like getting fired up mm-hmm. in a way. Like they canceled the show the first time because whatever. And now they're bringing it back. These people still haven't done anything worthy of mentioning, really. And they're going to make more money and get more fame and do all of these things for having no talent. Not, at least none to speak of that I can think of.
Well, and here's the thing I don't understand. So in the beginning, when The Hills was on originally, mm-hmm. the thing that spurred it was the drama. They were dating each other's
right.
boyfriends and the girls were fighting. And they don't have that anymore because everybody's married.
Yeah.
Everybody has a career. So I'm not interested in watching Spencer
Geriatric Hills.
Yeah. I don't care if Audrina is going through a divorce with her crazy husband. I don't care about her custody fight.
Yeah, there's a point, and I probably shouldn't be saying this because I've been on the morning show my whole life, but there's a point where you just gotta let it go.
Right.
There's a point where you gotta realize that you gotta find a bigger purpose in your life, and reality TV is not that purpose.
But and that's why Lauren Conrad's not coming back.
Good
she has
her.
A career. She's got a clothing line.
Good
She's
for
married.
Her.
She's got kids. Kristen Cavallari's not coming back. She's married. She's got kids.
Yeah,
she's got
this
new reality
kids.
Show. She's got a career. There's no reason for them to come back. So you're bringing back these other people that no one's interested in, and they don't have anything going on. They're supposed to be following their new lives, but who cares?
Yeah. I agree.
If we were interested, they'd already have a show like Kristen does.
And I shouldn't say any. I never really watched the original Hills, mm-hmm. so I shouldn't say that I'm not excited about it. Just hearing about all the stuff off the show mm-hmm. completely turned me off of it. So I have no desire to see the old Hills, the new Hills, none of the Hills.
I just don't see how it's going to be interesting, and I don't know who's going to watch. I think the demo that they're going for doesn't know who these people are.
Yeah.
And the demo that originally watched them just don't care.
We don't have time for that.
Right.
Or TV, like me. I don't have TV. So even if I cared, it doesn't matter, you know? Like, I wrote a note on my computer screen that I need to subscribe to the Showtime app mm-hmm. before September 4th because they're having a sale on it. So you can get it for 3 months for $4.99.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a huge fan of Shameless.
Oh, okay.
And it comes back in early September. So I need to resubscribe to Showtime before September 4th to save that $5 every month.
Got it.
I guess I'm just cheap like that.
No.
My final note that I wrote down about the VMAs that mm-hmm. I did not see a single second of.
Okay.
Is I still don't get Cardi B. But with that being said, I think she is stunning. She's beautiful.
She is very pretty.
Except for those nails. She's got to get rid of those. I don't understand the pointy nails.
I don't understand anybody with the pointy nails.
How do you change a poopy diaper with that? Does she change a poopy diaper?
How do you do anything with those nails?
I don't know. But she was excited about them. Mm-hmm. Like, she posted a video of her nails being back on fleek when she got them done. And I still... I mean, obviously, I'm missing it. I'm missing whatever it is with Cardi B. I acknowledge that, but I will give her credit for being absolutely stunning.
She is very, very pretty. And I think her music is okay. I mean, it's not my favorite, but if it comes on the radio, I'm not going to change the station.
Yeah.
Yet, until I've heard it 162 times. But I don't want to see her on TV. I don't want to hear her talk.
She's funny.
On my nerves. She is funny, but her voice grates on my nerves. I have to small doses.
So I had an idea for the show that didn't get used. Maybe I'll do it anyway. I don't know. But Cardi B telephone with old people. You know how you whisper something in somebody's ear and you see what it ends up being by the end of the line?
Uh-huh.
What if we took Cardi B lyrics and played a game of telephone with old people to see what they come up with by the end of the line?
I love that.
Isn't that funny?
I love that.
That's a funny idea. I don't know why nobody does what I think we should do, but they don't.
That is greatness.
I always think back to, you were here with the show when we had to do Monday meetings, right?
Yes.
They could last 30 minutes. They could last 4 hours.
Yep.
You never knew what you were in for with a Monday meeting.
Yes.
And the ideas... Why? I mean, we never did any of the ideas that we came up with in the Monday meeting.
And some of them were really good.
I know, right? I had a lot of good ones, but nobody ever listened to me. But anyway, I say that because today is Kid's birthday.
It
is. Would have been Kid's birthday. Yes. August 23rd would have been Kid's birthday. I don't know how old he would have been.
22nd.
Yes, 22nd. I have thought that it was August 23rd. Until last year, and then I finally got it right until just now. August 22nd is his birthday. I don't know how old the man would be, but you know, I've said it to you out loud, and I think I've posted about it on Facebook a couple times, but I really have an issue with people who write to people who have passed away.
Yes.
They're not in heaven reading your Facebook post. I hate to break it to you, but they're not. They've got better things to do up there. I'm thinking they're probably shining the pearly gates. They're maybe having a conversation with God. God probably takes turns with people up in heaven.
Probably.
Hanging out with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got better things to do than to read your Facebook post.
That's true. I believe that, if I'm being honest.
But my thoughts about that didn't stop me from writing a little letter to Kid Craddock in honor of his birthday.
Okay.
So bear with me as I read my letter to a deceased person. Today's Kid's birthday. I'll admit that I thought it was August 23rd until about last year, but I finally got it right until a second ago. I don't know how old he would have been because it doesn't really matter, but I do think that we should take a minute to kind of pay our respects to the man that brought us together and paved the way for the morning show to continue even after his passing.
Okay.
I knew that I wanted to be part of this show since I was probably 10, 11, 12, something like that. I was that person who would email Kelly or Kid just to ask if I could maybe come up and watch them do the show. And I never got a reply, but that didn't keep me from trying. And I honestly thought that I would pass out if I ever got to actually meet Kelly Raspberry. And I'll never forget one radio station concert where Olivia Newton-John was performing. And I tried so hard to get somebody to take me to win tickets to it because I thought that maybe somehow I would get to meet the morning show. They were my heroes, my idols, and I was determined to be a part of it. And I never got the tickets to the concert, by the way, if you were wondering. There are a few moments in my life that I will never forget. Some of them are not very great. Some of them are fantastically great. Most of them have one thing in common, though, and that is Kid. He was somehow part of them. He was the man behind my genius idea to cross the canal on a rope and then get MRSA, which 100% almost killed me. Truly, I was almost dead.
Yes.
All for the bit. I'll never forget walking into the reception area after Ethan's funeral and seeing Kid standing there with the other members of the show. I couldn't speak. I couldn't do anything but just lose it. And all that I could do was walk over and hug him. And for that moment, everything felt like it would be okay at some point. And even though comfort wasn't really his thing with me, he was really able to give it to me in that moment. So thank you, Kid. I'll never forget the year that Kid went all out for my birthday gift and gave me a four-wheeler.
And he was
so mad at me because I wasn't over the top excited. I was just shocked. And he was so mad and thought that I didn't appreciate it at all. But that's still in my parents' backyard, broken. Or the time he was inspired by Oprah to give us his favorite things for Christmas.
Oh, best year ever.
Everything from a pan. You remember the Cephalon or whatever?
I have that and I love it.
Yeah, I lost mine somehow.
I love mine.
Everything from that to the Four Agreements book.
Yes.
To the Love Actually soundtrack. To a flat screen TV. I'll also never forget the time that he had me go to Vegas with nothing more than an Elvis costume. And then try to make me marry RJ, our phone screener at the time. We didn't actually do it, but we were there at the wedding chapel with the preacher and all of the things needed to get married. But I managed to get out of it. I've done spring break in Panama City. That's so me, right? I've flown on a private jet to Las Vegas. I've driven across the country in a limo and all of these things that probably nobody else can say that they've done. And I owe it all to Kid. So I'm not a big fan of saying things or posting things to people who have passed away, but I will make an exception for Kid. Kid, I hope that you are having a very happy birthday up in heaven. I hope that you are proud when you see what we've managed to somehow do with this show, even since you've been gone. I hope that I've made you proud in wanting to do something better for myself and for the people in my life. And I hope that you've gotten the chance to go and check on Ethan for me and make sure he knows how much I've missed him since I've lost him. And I wish you were still here to be the perfectionist, impossible to deal with at times, super successful leader that I've always known you to be. Happy birthday, Kid. So yeah, a lot of times I do think about, and I hope that he is able to see the people that we've lost, including Ethan. And I think about Krista Brewer, who was a Kid's Kid back in the day. And I think about Cherry, who is also a Kid's Kid. And I hope that they've come together up there, you know. And I don't know. I don't know why sometimes it's harder to accept the fact that he's gone than others. I've been okay with his birthday the past few years, but for whatever reason, I think it's kind of hitting me hard this year. So happy birthday, Kid. And just to kind of maybe bring it back to a little bit more positive note, we did a really cool Kids Kids reveal for a family going on this year's trip over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
We actually got an entire church congregation to be part of it.
Oh, wow.
You can actually see it on the Kid Nation TV show tomorrow.
Awesome.
On Thursday. So if you are in Dallas or Houston, make sure you check it out. And if you're not, then you can watch the streaming version of the show a couple days after it airs. So just look out for that, because I think the one that we did over the weekend was, in my opinion, and I've set up 99% of the Kids Kids reveals that we've done, might have been the very best one we've ever pulled off.
I can't wait.
And I know for a fact that he would have been so happy and excited to hear and see this one. So make sure you check that out. And anyway, I'm sorry to be kind of an emotional wuss, but I guess I've got the feels today. I don't know. Happy birthday, Kid.
Happy birthday, Kid.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.